Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wa Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Ubulamburi butya.
And how is your lives?
Ulamburunji.
Is the day good?
Mukama murunji.
Is God good?
Ubulamburunji.
Is the life good?
Yes, you was when you.
Praise Jesus much.
Mbuliza ku muganda
wo. Greet of your brethren.
Ngenkora ya bulijjo.
As the usual way.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi byokka.
Wish them the best alone.
Those
you would have wished yourself.
Those
you would have prayed yourself before God.
They are the
ones you pray for your brother.
That
they say the goodness of God.
And you
stood to pray the good things for
them. And
the glory of the Lord
manifests.
And the will of God reaches all of us.
As we pray
in the grace of the Lord
Jesus. And we pray
that the love of the Lord
and
the fellowship of
the Holy Spirit.
Every day we say they happen
to all of us and
to all the brethren.
That's where
we best say wish your brethren the
good things
which come from the Lord.
And they
reach to them and they are only good.
You may
pray that they have more better things than you.
Someone
said, is that possible?
I pray good
better than mine.
Jesus
said, if you believe
me,
the miracles I've done, you are going to do them more than even this.
You see, he
prayed
that for us. He prayed
the best for
us. He
gives you far beyond that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't be worried
about
that.
You pray
God give them the best than mine.
And
you
see,
don't pray it with hypocrisy.
Pray
and see what God will
do. Pray
for your brethren a good house.
Pray
them to inherit
heaven. Pray
for the car better than yours.
And you see
how God will not be giving you more.
Yes, Jesus
said we shall do more than what he did. But who can dare exceed him?
God gave
him a name above names in the heavens and
earth.
And
it's
the name which holds salvation alone.
If thoughts
like those are in
us,
and you pray for your brethren the best than yours.
And you see
how God thinks for you the best.
And
he speaks that.
And
you don't think of your own things alone, but even of the others.
Yes, praise
Jesus
Christ. So
we thank him, the faithful God,
he who
fulfills his word every
day. And we
come to move on, get light of knowledge.
The
full knowledge of God
and
his glory.
We
move on with the journey of
heaven,
the journey of
salvation.
It's my journey and your
journey. The
journey of those who lived before
us, the
journey of us living now,
even
those coming,
to reaching
the coming back of Jesus.
We
thank God,
enabled
us all the time while in the journey of
heaven,
the journey of salvation.
We
already left the earth where we
are. We move
the journey of heaven, move through the
Bible
for 7 years.
We
got out of planet
Earth. We
saw other 9 planets.
We
saw the kingdom of the stars,
the
sun and the moon.
And
we saw of hell,
the
bottomless pit,
the
prison of God. Hell, we
saw it. We
saw principalities in the firmament of
the heaven. We
saw the circular appearance of heaven.
And
we used the northern door
and
moved to the rim above,
where
we find
3 heavens.
And we reached into the first created
heaven,
where there is the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
It's
a great gathering of the angels
and
the saints of God.
In
that first heaven,
kitundu ekya waguru
in the realm above
eguru lyasoko kutondebwa
that was the first created
era lisinganibwa mu kibuga kya Katonda
and in it we find the city of God Jerusalem of heaven
okusinda ku Ibrania 12
according to Hebrews 12
abiri mbiri paka abiri musatu
22-23
bagamba ntukwaniza mu kibuga kya Katonda
they said we will come you in the city of God Jerusalem of heaven
kunga nedini yaba malaika
the great gathering of the angels
naba tukuvuba Katonda
and the saints of God
kulabye bingi.
We've seen much in that city,
Jerusalem, Echomuguru,
Jerusalem of heaven,
Okutuka,
to reaching
when
we saw the seven groups of angels and their works. These groups based in that city of God, the seven groups of angels and their works. Now we have been seeing many things till we reached to seeing the seven seals of the seven spirits and the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we discovered in the seven seals, in them we must know four things in there. In every group, it works under one spirit on the seven spirits of God which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. In that one we saw it.
Now,
you see the type of horse and the chariot of every group of the angels together with the last commands to them. Those which come from God, they are meant to fulfill. That's where we are still. And we are right on the fourth seal. After we finish those, we shall go on to seeing every living creature in charge of each group of the angels. After we see the four angels on the four elders on the 24 elders. And then we join on elders who have outlived many years. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How they are in charge of the seven groups of angels. But as all that is like that, we thank God. We are still moving on with the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the fourth group of angels, the angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell. Where we have reached now, after seeing the angel of death and hell and the sickness and the famine and the swords and the beast of the field, those they used in the mission of death and in hell, what caused us?
And we
won't separate the sickness of Satan and his fallen angels, sickness of the demons and their healings. Those we saw and finished them. This day
we want to see
the sin which brings death under the fourth seal of spirit of power and the group of angels of power, angel of death and hell, angels of the chain.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
want to know of the sin which brings death, sickness which brings death of heavenly bodies and the spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The heading we look to, the sin which brings death, all the sickness which brings death of the heavenly body and destruction of the spirit, the human spirit, under fourth seal, seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, angels of death and hell, angels of the chains.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That what we speak over now, people have come asking much about it. The difference between the sin which brings death
and
other sins which don't bring death, what is that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
I want to see of the sin which brings death, the sin which brings death and the sickness which kills the body of heaven and destruction of spirits under fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of the angels of power, angels of death and hell, angels of the chains.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Many times
We hear
there is a sin which brings death.
And
there are sins which don't bring death. But how do they appear?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The sin which brings death. It's a sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
And
that one brings death of the body of heaven. And brings destruction of the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the sickness you hear of. It is surpassing HIV. It surpasses cancer.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
there
are many sins which don't bring death. The sins to be repented of.
If
you insist and raise up. And they feel even where they are stored and it gets red. They can become a sin which brings death. If sins which don't bring death, which are acceptable to repent, they raise up and they reach in heaven. Say where they are written is filled and it gets read. They can become a sin which brings death. We are going to see them under fourth seal of spirit of power and the group of angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell. They are on the yellow horses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe even the horse of angel Abaddon. It has a head of a lion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8, they tell us of the fourth seal of the spirit of power. But what is shown in concerneth death and hell. That is why we've seen here the sin bringing death. God's sickness which brings death of the heavenly body and destruction of the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read the Revelations. Revelation 6 verse
7. Nempule deboze yechida mwichokuna nacho geranti jangu onyoro mnana nendaba ilalaba embalasi ya chenvu yali atuddeko elinyi yali kufa ne magombe nagenda naye.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus much.
Agamantu yabembura akabonera akokona.
He said when he opened up the fourth seal,
abonera ako basirweyo,
that seal
yakoleba omoyo wa amani,
it's made of the spirit of power,
omoyo wokona,
the fourth spirit,
kumiyomo sanwe jakato,
on the seven spirits of God,
ngidagibwa mchikondo chetabaza,
which are shown in the lampstand.
Yes, you was with,
praise Jesus much.
Naye bojja ko siru,
but when you take off the seal,
olwokuba omoyo wokona,
because the fourth spirit
era lerisa eryokona erya mukama,
the fourth eye of God,
liba ligenda kubikulira ebintu ebyekitalo.
It's going to reveal you amazing things. That's why I say when he opened the fourth seal and saw the fourth living creature and it told him come, and when he came it showed him that sea, the yellow horse, and the one seated on it is called death, and the one coming behind him and is hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What we saw under those angels, we saw that they have authority to kill with the sickness, the famine, the sword, and the beast of the field.
And
that's death of angel of death. Even in hell you find them in there,
the sickness,
funny animals and things like those. Reach to separate sicknesses of the devils and these angels,
Satan
and these angels the demons, and how they are healed.
It's
that one we winded it
up.
But this is still under the fourth seal of the spirit of power.
And
the fourth group of angels, angels of power, angel of death and hell, angels of the chains, we headed on to see the sin which brings death, both sickness of sin, which brings death of the heavenly body, even destruction of the spirit of the human being who is rebellious.
Yes,
brings Jesus mind. We see them under that seal. Where you cannot secret how they come about. The sin which brings death, the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But you need to explain how you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But sins which don't bring death, there are sins you can repent of. Yet if you refuse to repent of them, they raise and they say sins are raised to reach heaven, and they have become a sin which brings death of your spirit.
First
be taken off the body from heaven, and your spirit be cast in the lake of fire. Now you get to be careful. All the last extremes of commands of angel of death and the angel of hell under the fourth seal, those who move on the yellow horse and another horse with the head of a lion, those are the ones which work in hell. You get to be careful
and
don't commit a sin which brings death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The sin which brings death,
or
the sickness of sin which brings death
of
the body of heaven, and it's taken from you. And what follows, it's the second death, destruction of the spirit all the days in the lake of fire. But what surprises again, that sins which don't bring death, sins which don't bring the angel of death to take you from your body, to hand you to the angel of hell. There are those sins we have to repent of. But if you don't repent of them, they can rise up rich in heaven.
It, say
where they are stored and written, it is filled.
And
combine up, bring a sin which causes death.
So don't
move on to sin as you are claiming that you
are
not die. And you say, the sin I committed,
I
just abused. I just drank a little alcohol. And you keep on doing it. You end up bringing in the sin, bringing death of the body of heaven is what we speak of. Even destruction of your spirit all the days in the lake of fire, which is called the second death. In the book of John,
first
John chapter 5 verse 16
unto 17
speaks this of that sin.
Ebalua yokana esule yokutano onyure 15.
First John chapter 5 from verse 15.
Era betumanya nga agamba. Era betumanya nga twawulira buli kitu saba. Tumanya nga tulina ebyo byetumusabye. Onyure 16. Omuntu yenna balaba nga muganda we ngakola ekibi ekitali kya kufa. Anasabanga ne Katonda anamweliranga obulamu. Agamba ne Katonda anamuweliranga obulamu abo abakola ekibi ekitali kya kufa. Waliwo ekibi ekyokufa. Ekyo si kye njogerako okwegayiriranga.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Omuntu yenna,
if any person,
bwalabanga muganda we,
see their brethren,
ngakola ekibi ekitali kya kufa,
and they commit a sin which don't bring death,
yegayiranga Mukama
amusonyiwe, and they plead to God to forgive them.
Instead
of the sin which brings death,
it's
not what I've spoken of to be pleaded for.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Indeed,
there are sins which don't bring death. If you repent to them,
immediately never gamba cut your away.
But it's a sin you do, immediately they say you're finished, no more can repent. But if you commit sins which don't bring death, and you insist in them, they reach to rise up to heaven and they fill up, to say where they are written is filled. And you no more can repent there. And it becomes a sin which brings death. When we speak a sin which brings death, we speak of angel of death and hell. And both themselves, they are ones to bring those to be brought in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now you get be careful. One day we committed a sin which brings death. We've taken off the body from heaven. And we given this bottle of flesh we have. And God had mercy on us.
No
price to give any other. He just gave up his son
to
save us from the sin which brings death. One of the wild sicknesses we can be healed with prayer. Even if you pray, till they gave up Jesus. He alone holds the antivirus.
Which
fits in our blood and our spirit. Sin which brings death. That blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Despising the words of God. And you've already been revealed of
them.
The other sins we've asked and we've forgiven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You can get angered of someone not worthy to be angered of. That is a sin too. But it doesn't bring death if you repent it. You can get a spirit which doesn't wish others. That too is a sin. But if you repent it, it doesn't destroy a person. Be careful as you hear them.
These are
deep words to be careful of. And you hear inside the seal, the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell, those moving on the yellow horse, and the horse which has a head like of the lion. They work in hell, in the prison of God, where he imprisons rebellious spirits. And after on the day of judgment, to bring them from hell, bring them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Judgment will happen. And they throw them in the lake of fire. That's the second death.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now you get be careful. The sin which brings death, they don't forgive it. And speaks this of that sin. According to Matthew 12, Matthew 12 from verse 31.
Chivamba gambanti, abantu bali sonywa boli chivi. Chivamba gamba nti abantu bali sonywa buli kibi n'ekyokuvuula. Naye okuvuula omwoyo omutukuvu tekulisonyiika. Asatu mubiri. Buli muntu alivuula omwana w'omuntu alisonyiibwa. Naye buli muntu alivuula omwoyo omutukuvu talisonyiibwa newankubadde mu mirembe gya kaakano newankubadde mu mirembe gigenda okujja.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All other sins can be forgiven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit,
they
don't forgive it. Neither in this age, nor in the next generation. It means in this age, heavens and earth which are, you're not forgiven, you end up in hell. In the next generations, when we enter the new heavens and new earth, you'll be thrown in the lake of fire. No forgiving you in this generation and the next coming. In this age you're not forgiven. You're thrown in hell. Even the next age coming, when we shall enter new heavens, new earth, you're thrown in the lake of fire. You are melted to eternally die. The sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Most people say, but how can we know now I'm blaspheming the Holy Spirit?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Here are them well, brethren.
twabisomera mu kibuga kya Katonda.
We started in the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
But twali tusoma siri yokuna.
When we started the fourth seal,
ne kya malaika ekyokuna.
The fourth group of angels,
malaika b'enjege.
Angels of the chains,
malaika okufa n'amagombe.
Angel of death and hell,
we twasomera ku kibi ekireeta okufa.
Where we started the sin which brings death,
endwadde y'ekibi ereeta okufa.
Sickness of sin which brings death,
okufa kw'omubiri gw'omuguru.
Death of the heavenly body, and it's taken from you, and your spirit
awaits
to be cast in the lake of fire, the second death.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. When we reach the sin which brings death, what they have said, you don't pray for that.
That
the one of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. How can one know now of blaspheming the Holy Spirit?
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Maybe as
you're
going to see that, remember one thing. In the book of Jeremiah, Holy Spirit gave prophet Jeremiah scriptures of truth in heaven. In the Jeremiah 11 verse 14,
told
people who committed the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, that
we
are going to be explained of, do not even pray for those people.
But
though you will pray for them, I will not hear the prayers.
That is what you hear of
well
carefully.
Let's read Jeremiah, and we go get explained of that sin which brings death, sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Jeremiah 11:15.
Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 15.
Muganzi wange afayo chi mu nyumba yange, kubanga akoze ebyobukaba n'abangi n'omubiri omutukuvu gumuvuddeko. Bwakola obubi lwosanyuka. 16. Mukama yakutuma erinnya.
Let's do this. Begin from verse 14.
Yeremia esule yekuminemu onyore kuminenya.
Jeremiah 11 verse 14.
Kale gwe tosabira abantu bano, so tobayimusizanga kukaba newankubadde okusaba. Kubanga sibili bawulira mubiro mwe bali nkabirira olw'ennaku ze balabye.
Nanga omanyire Katonda yajira kigambo kya Mukama yajira Yeremia.
You know the word of God came to Jeremiah.
Namugamba abantu abengeri bwe.
Told the people of that kind,
abamaze okukola ekibi ekireeta okufa.
Those commit the sin which brings death,
ekibi eky'okuvvoola omwoyo wa Katonda.
Blaspheming the spirit of God.
Totawaana kubasabira.
Don't waste time to pray for them.
Toyimusa ddoboozi
lyo. Don't raise your voice up
kubasabira.
To pray for them.
Kubanga sigenda kubawulira.
I'll not hear the prayers.
Ate sigenda kubasabira.
And I will not forgive them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga kiche bali bakoze.
But what had they done?
Ekibi kye bakola.
The sin they committed.
Kijjako omubiri omutukuvu.
Takes you off the holy body.
Kijjako mbiri gw'omuguru negufa.
Off the body of heaven to die.
N'osigaza erinnya ery'okuba omulamu.
Retain a name of being alive. Yet you died long.
Tolina mbiri gw'omuguru.
Have no body of heaven.
Ng'oyolekera kimu kiri.
You head on to the other.
Ennyanja ey'omuliro.
Lake of fire.
Christ
spoke in verse 15
saying
that his beloved church itself,
they
have ceased to have a clean body.
Jeremiah 11 verse 15. N'abangi n'omubiri omutukuvu gumuvuddeko. Bwakola obubi lwosanyuka.
Olidde bulungi.
You've heard clear.
Muganzi weke nyine yandibadde kanisa.
Which would have been church.
Atuka ekisera n'akola akamanyiro n'avvoola omwoyo omutukuvu.
They become familiar and blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
N'akola ebibi ebitasabirwa.
And they do sins they can't pray for.
Ekibi ekireeta okufa.
The sin which brings death.
Kisoka n'ekitumbiri gw'omuguru
n'okufa. It must kill the body of heaven. It ceases to be with you.
Nikikulinze ekintu
eki. And it awaits you one thing.
Lubana kujja mubiri.
When they check from the body.
Usibire mugeyena.
And in hell.
Lubana kujja mugeyena.
When they get you from hell.
Bakasuke munyanja yomu.
Throw you in the lake of fire.
Okufoko okubiri.
The second death.
Wegenderezanga.
You get to be careful.
Kubanga nyonyolanga agamba.
We explain saying.
Nti omuntu engeri yokka gy'ayinza okukola ekibi kino ekireeta okufa.
Only when someone commit a sin to bring death.
Ekibi eky'okuvvoola omwoyo omutukuvu.
Blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Abantu abajjidde ddala.
People who have come and they got enlightened and they understand of the word of God, yet they turn to him, realize it, and they help and they reject himself, the truth within it.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Then
after you get careful, every word which is taught, never to sin within it.
For
the words he tells us, they are spirit. And the time you reject them, you sin.
And
you commit a sin. And committing the other one. That's why I told you. Don't forgive when you repent.
Of
the Holy Spirit you blaspheme.
No,
and you're forgiven. And repent. Not reach this higher level. Hebrews 6. Verse 4 speaks of the sin which brings death, that of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. How does it happen? Hebrews 6 verse 4.
Nebafuka abasse ekimu mu moyo mutukuvu onyolokutano nebalega ku kigambo ekirungi ekya Katonda ne kumanyi age mirembe gigende okujja onyolomukaga nebagwa okubivaamu tekinzika bo okubazza obujja olw'okwenenya nga bakomeera bokka omulundi ogw'okubiri omwana wa Katonda nebamukwasa ensonyi mulwatu.
Have
you heard what happens?
That
those who have gotten enlightened, and they enlighten you, what God doesn't want and what he wants,
and
you know of them well, and you get a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. How do you begin to fellowship with the Holy Spirit?
In
John 6:63, he says, the words I say to you, they are spirit and they are life. You begin to believe them.
And
after you get out of them,
leave
them when you know them, that those who do that, they are to be destroyed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
even test of the powers of heavens,
the
gift of heaven,
and
they call you apostle,
and
the pastor,
or
the musician,
and you are
appear in the ministration
of God,
get an usher.
And
you test of the heavenly
gift,
which the Spirit gives, even of the power of the age which is to come.
Thought
you
are
meant to be the new heavens and the new earth.
That
if you dare get out of them, it's impossible to restore by you.
Or
you bring the Son of God to be crucified the second time, and you shame him publicly, which is impossible.
It's
possible to restore you to repent. As if you are to call Christ back,
and
they beat him again.
And
crucify him on the cross.
He
goes to hell 3 days again. That you publicly
disgrace him.
It's no more possible.
That's
the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
When
understood how things are meant to be,
then
you act mad yourself.
And
you know what the light of the
world?
You do what you want. Many of the pastors,
kubatume,
on the apostles,
nabbi,
on the prophets,
benji,
on the evangelists, on the musicians,
nadini,
on the religious people,
ingabo,
in the, they no more can repent.
Banji,
many, they are known well.
As,
if you go there to pray for them, he can't forgive them. We went to Lucifer, ask for powers.
And
he knew well God is the most powerful.
Yeah,
he knew it very well. And he had ever tested
the Bible.
He moved in it.
He
began to sin.
He
refused to repent. And God took away his power from them. When they
said
things failed, they decided to go to Lucifer under the ocean. Get their power which is not good. And they used them openly. In the powers of darkness. You know what? The light of preaching of hell and the lake of fire.
And they left it
when they knew they are there.
And
they began to preach, take it,
power.
I see you travel to America.
yabirekera wodalanga ategeerera
dalala them when they knew
ate muli mune mumwe abatuulo obutuuzeeyo
among you sit out there
namazime bigambo bino byonobi manyi bulungi
these words know them well
ninga washala woko bivamuwe
decided to get out of them yourself following falsehood out there that still will not be forgiven you. And be very careful.
Now
you do think you're standing. Lest you commit sins joining them up. Sins which don't bring death. For the end of them, they raise up. And they reach to heaven. And they say now, them
to
have committed the sin of blasphemy. That all your sins have become
red.
Where they are stored, the Gibe is full. We are not to forgive them. That what we've spoken of, brethren, that think of like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
sin which brings death,
the
sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit,
we
no more have a way to pray for you.
And
the blood of Jesus can no more work on you. For you already have blasphemed him. Time you blaspheme
him.
At least you blaspheme Jesus.
And say, Jesus, you
stole timber.
They forgive
you for that if you repent.
Jesus, you are
well proposing to Mary. They forgive you for that. Is it not that you need to speak things not right to him? You Jesus, you are not God. They forgive you for that. If you blaspheme his blood, the blood, water, and spirit, they all agree. And you count as if it never cleansed you.
Last time
entered in the blood, you repented. And they accepted it cleanse you.
Not there, no, no,
and you trample with the blood.
You
know, Hebrews 10, 26 speaks like this. On the issue, he says this.
Hebrews 10:26. Tiwasikyasigaddeyo nate saddaka olw'ebibi 27 wabula okulindirira obulindirizi wabula okulindirira n'obuti omusango n'obukambwe bw'omuliro ogenda okwokya abalabe 28 anyooma amateeka ga Musa afa watali kusaasirwa olw'abajiira babiri oba basatu 29 mulowooza mutya okubonereza oyo kwalisaanyizibwa kulyenkana wa okusinga okuba okubi eyalinnyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda nalowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwamutukuza obutaba mutukuvu n'agiyira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa
owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard very well?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard very well?
Asubire towulidde bulungi.
Let me hope you've heard well.
Umanyo inzo kwa ugosha
onoga. No, you may act.
Sichiwulidde.
That I've not heard it.
Now,
if you're going to sin, many times there's a voice telling you, perhaps you heard that scripture in another way, it's like this. If you've done, you will repent. One day you will commit a sin, blaspheming as we started today,
and
you blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Let's
verse 26, read slow. Hebrews 10 from verse 26.
Kubabwe tugendera okwonuna natumaze okuwebwa okutegera amazima.
Bwe tugendera okwonuna.
We deliberately sin.
Mazimu mazufuna omusana.
You've gotten the light.
Ndi ebintu bya Katonda.
The things of God.
Obwenzi bubi.
Immorality is wrong.
Obubi bubi.
Stealing is wrong.
Obutemu.
Murdering.
Okuwe muranga.
Speaking vulgar.
Okole ebita sana.
Committing things not right.
We no bigende iranga.
And you deliberately do them.
Ogata.
You are joining, heaping up.
Ogenda kumaliriza.
You're going to end. Heaping up
those
sins.
Biwandi enenenyeza.
You would have repented.
Bifuke chibieche
ukuvora. And they become a sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Wangu waluwa pamuvora directing. Ababi manye yubio na.
Blaspheming him directly. Refusing all that.
Na yuwe ribulichimu.
And he pours out all.
Na agenda funamanyiga Lucifer.
Goes get powers of Lucifer.
saladiro mulundi
they cross size once and they get out of it.
He
said, give you a level. You've gotten enlightened.
The
proof how things are meant to be. Others say, it means we don't come to be enlightened. Because being enlightened
is not
true.
It brings
the problem. But ignorance never makes you innocent.
It
will commit a sin, not bring death, and they raise up to lift heaven. And they say they have gotten red. They no more have to be where to be taken away. Refusing to know truth that you fear, that you'll sin and forgotten enlightened.
Don't
take away a case that you did when you didn't know.
They
will ask you, why did you reject knowledge? In Hosea 4 he
said,
because you rejected knowledge,
I
reject you to be my priests. Rejecting knowledge is a case also.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now
listen very well.
You
deliberately sin.
You've
gotten to understand truth. Let me tell you, see, if you've ever heard words of the Bible, in any place you were, you began to know truth.
You
deliberately go in there of sinning.
You know it in Bible, God says,
do not steal.
And
don't confuse.
Because
they have known all the full knowledge. After you got enlightened.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let us read verse 27.
Hebrews 10 verse 27. Wabula okulindira n'obuti omusango n'obukambwe bw'omuliro ogenda okwokya abalabe. Abiri mu munaana. Anyoma amateeka ga Musa afa watali kusaasirwa olw'abajulirwa ababiri oba abasatu. Abiri mu omwenda. Mulowooza mutya okuboneeza oyo kwalisaanyizibwa kulyenkanawa okusinga okuba okubi eyalinyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda n'alowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwamutukuza obutaba mutukuvu najirira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa
nti obanga yanyoma nga amateeka ga Musa
one who despised the laws of Moses
obaliranga bajulwa basatu
when they came three witnesses
bamutirangawo
they killed them instant
bamayinja mbuliwo na
afi stoned them and died instant
nagamba ni mulubuze muti omusango kigwali gwanirwa
do you think the case someone is worthy
alirinyira omusayi gw'omwana wa Katonda
trampled the blood of the son of God
nagubalanga oguta mutukuvu
counted as if it never cleansed them
nagulinyira
as they trample it
Najiro,
and they insulted the spirit of grace. You know, when it reaches the blood, on the world we have three witnesses and they are enough. You got baptized. You washed with the blood of Jesus. You are given of the spirit of God. These were witnesses your way. And you begin to blaspheme, you will understand it. You know, salvation, born again, you see, where you have been, in the world of pastors who perverted, you are not told things of truth. Instruction is close to you.
When
you blaspheme, not intending it. Let me ask you a question. You think how many people does God forgive and they get proof that indeed God forgive them?
And
you can think you've forgiven yet he didn't forgive you. But that you get careful to have a broken spirit and the contrite heart.
But
that alone is what God never despises.
But
since you do, you break your soul and you get contrite. The word breaking, God tests, you climb a storied building up and you jump from there, fall down, you will break. okubonera. But getting contrite, you'll get contrite in the midst there. Though you tell us how not to eat again,
okay, legs have
gotten broken to enable you climb the storied building again.
And
you have gotten contrite very well.
If
go before the Lord to repent,
prove
you're broken, have no ability anymore to resume do those things which are not worthy which you did. If you go there with a heart, there the heart is all proud. You speak, forgive, have mercy. What is it doing there? Praise Jesus. But spoken with us Hebrews 10 26 to 28, after I will trample the blood of the Son of God and you count as if he never cleansed you and you insult the Holy Spirit, which punishment will you be worthy for? The one despised the laws of Moses by the witness of three, they were convicted. Not that today there are six witnesses. On the earth we have three. There is the blood of Jesus, the water which comes from his rib, and the Holy Spirit. In the heavens we have the Father, the Son, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. There are six witnesses. Where will you go from them? You read well 1 John 5. Let's read there and we hear. Let's first begin with the witnesses on the world. 1 John 5 verse 8. 1 John 5 verse 8.
Kubanga bategeza basatu kunsi omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusayi era basatu abo basa mukimu.
Kubanga abajulirwa,
the witnesses,
umanye Luganda na
Uganda. You know Luganda demeans.
Kubanga yoluzungu egafo, there are three English witnesses.
Waliyo abajulirwa basatu kunsi,
the water,
amazi,
the bread,
omusai,
and the spirit,
no moyo,
and these three
eraba no basatu
agree in one.
Bakiriza kanya mukimu.
Three
witnesses on earth. In
John 19:34,
when he was pierced on the rib side,
out
of him came blood and water for cleansing us. Did and there he sent on also the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was a witness on earth,
water
which came from the rib of Jesus,
no Messiah,
even the blood.
They
are witnesses on earth. Then they see the way you trample. Even in heaven, when you read 1 John 5:7, mostly in King James Version, they tell even in heaven there are three witnesses. Now the total there are six witnesses.
The
Holy Spirit works both heavens and earth.
1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
Chitafe, chigambo, nomo yomotokov.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you get to be careful. The sin which brings death. The sickness of sin which brings death. It takes away the body of heaven.
And
your way to be cast in the lake of fire. You know,
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. And it's me and you. In our seasons then, we committed a sin which brings death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But we're
given a chance this time.
And
Jesus came to die for us.
Well,
indeed, there was no way to take away that sickness. There was no prayer which could make it.
We
could not even make a prayer.
And
bringing death to take it away. In the Genesis 2:15-16, he gave us commands, enlightened to us. He said, if you touch of that tree, you will surely die. Let's read it there and we hear. Genesis 2:15.
Namteka mulusuko Aden alimenga alukumenga. Kumina mukaga. Mukama Katunda nalagira omuntu namugamba nti buli muti ogwo mulusuku oliangako nga bwono yagalanga. Kumina musanvu. Naye omuti ogwo kumanyanga obulungi n'obubi togulyangako. Kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Atonda bwe yamala okumulisiza Adam
and
Eve.
After God enlightened to Adam and Eve.
Abawo musana ku kiki bayina okukola ne kibatayina kukola.
Gave them light of what they have to do and not what they are not meant to do.
Namagana iwo muri kole ekyo kyembagana.
Told them when you do what I've told you.
Tamulirema kufa.
You will surely die.
Yalinga abagambye nti malaika w'okufa wuya agenda kujja.
Told them the angel of death is going to come.
Naye nga sinabagenda mulubereberye suli okusa.
But before I go to Genesis 3,
Sitani mweyalimbira omuntu.
Where Satan deceived man.
N'atusa omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Changed the light of the word of God.
N'atola muntu okufa temulifa.
Subtracted that you will not die.
N'ayongeramu ebibye.
And he added in his.
N'agamba mbu tugenda kubanga Katonda.
And he said we are going to be like God.
Obubwali bulimba bwe bwa Sitani.
That was falsehood of Satan.
Yamaliriza atuse.
He ended killing us. And in those days,
we were
taken off the body of
heaven
because of the sickness of sin which brings death. The curse.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. The sinning.
Opposite.
To do the opposite of that God has commanded us.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
And
before I take you to Genesis 3, I want to take you in Romans. Romans 7. Starting from verse 7. You're going to hear the voice of Adam. And they bring it back through Apostle Paul.
He
said, by command which was given us in the garden, sin deceived him. Satan. He deceived him. And he ended dying. He was taken off the body of heaven and given a body of flesh. Let's read and we hear. Romans 7 from verse 7.
Amateka che chivi chitalo. Ne sandi tegedde chivi wabula mu mateka. Kubanga sandi manye kwegomba. Singa mateka tegayo geranti tewe gombanga. Honyoro munana. Nechi iwe chala wa wechima. Nechiko langa munze ura mateka. Okwe gomba kona. Kubanga wata wa mateka. Echivinga chifude. Honyoro muenda. Nange edda. Nabanga mulama watali mateka. Nechi lagiro wechaja. Echivinga chizukira. Nange nefa.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Edobo zeru liya mtume. Liya. Adam.
That voice is of Adam. But the Holy Spirit brought it back through Apostle Paul. And he says that without the laws, he was a living. But when the command came, sin saw where it is stand and deceived me, and I died. Listen. In the Genesis 2:15-16-17. They gave a command to Adam. Eating of all the other trees.
But
the tree in the middle of the garden. Not to eat it. For the devil eat it. He will surely die. The sin. The serpent Satan. The Genesis 3. Him twisted the command. And spoke saying. Did God really say. All the trees you eat of them.
You've
explained saying,
God
say we eat fruits of all the other trees. But except the other, when we eat it, we shall surely die. Satan told her one thing, you will not die. But God knows that
day
you will eat of it, you will be like him. What surprises?
If
God the eat which we shall not explain today,
we
must study them in the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That they ate,
they all opened their eyes and they saw they were naked.
But
the
surprises,
let me ask you in the midst. You think that's the day they opened the eyes? In the garden they moved without seeing. Why does
the
Bible speak
saying
eyes opened and they saw their naked? There was a trance involved. They were taken off the body of heaven and they got a body of flesh, the body of death.
And
when they looked to each other, everyone is surprised of how the other looks like, with the parts where they have gotten them. They are meant to be chased from heaven for flesh and blood, not inherit the kingdom of God. We ended in the world where we are right now. That's why
I
spoke in Romans 7.
And
so when sin saw where it could stand and best, by the command, it saved me. And me too, I died.
Yet
we saw Adam seemed to have remained alive. Let's move, look and see.
Romans 7,
verses 10.
Nechiragire chali ekyokuleta obulamu. Echo nechidabika jendi ekyokuleta okufa. Onyo 11. Kubanga ekibi bwekyalaba wekiyima olw'ekiragiro nekinnimba nekinzita olw'ekyo.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Eki ekibi
that sin
bwekyalaba wekiyima olw'ekiragiro ekyampeebwa.
By the command given me,
ekinnimba,
it deceived me.
Ani gwe baalimba?
Who was deceived?
Luzerebere 3.
Genesis 3.
Adamu ne Eve.
Adam and Eve.
Era kati abambagamba.
Others say,
kati nze sinze Adam.
It is not me, who is Adam.
No mulala gamba sinze Eve.
Others say, I'm not Eve.
Naye buza mweche buzo.
But ask a question.
Singa wali gwe.
If it was you.
Ngagwe Eve webirebe.
And you are the Eve of then.
Na nawe gwe Adam.
And you are the Adam.
Chiche wali ogenda kukola.
What were you to do?
Twali tugenda kukola fenechi ntwechi.
We were all to do the same thing.
Yes, that's Adam.
Why we are fenane counted on the sin of Adam to consume all of us. We all were to do the same. And me,
Nori Nabidebura, singa fetuaso.
Deborah, if we were the first,
why to gain a kora zondo yomoyo?
To do the same thing.
In the
nifty
mukazi
you woman,
no so kayo ne mulezi gundi.
First with the other boy,
mwandi kozi biyebi.
You would have done the same.
But
he explained and he said, what happened, they were taken off the body of heaven and they were given the body of death for committing a sin which brings death, that which first kills the body of heaven.
And
when your spirit is taken in the lake of fire, if the Lord didn't come in the midst there, we had already failed. Read verse 23, he says this. Romans
7. Romans 7, verse 23. Ani alindokola mu mubiri ogw'okufa kuno 25. Nebaza Katonda kuba Yesu Kristo mukama waffe. Kale bwekityo nzenze kamagezi ndi muddu w'amateeka ga Katonda naye mu mubiri wateeka lya kibi.
Owulidde bw'agamba nzenga ndi muntu munaku.
Wretched I am.
Ani alindokola mu mubiri gw'okufa kuno.
Who rescued me from this body of death?
Ye wonya.
He wondered
that
they changed his body, gave him a body of death. We too, we have clothed those bodies today. They took away from us the body of heaven. And we are here yearning that we repent by the blood of Jesus put for us.
We
get from the sin which brings death. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit. After that, we had gotten enlightened. light of the commands of God, as the word of God is, and we refuse them in the garden. That's why he warns us even today. And he says, be careful. When you commit a sin which brings
them,
and you blaspheme the Holy Spirit like it happened in the garden, what is it this?
First
Corinthians 15:20 unto 22, he says, in Adam we all die, and we all taken up from the body of heavens.
Verse Corinthians 15:21. Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu 22 kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Owulidde ekyaliwo
ffenna mu Adamu twaggibwa
ku mubiri
gw'omuntu. This body we are in, we are not meant to be in this body.
But
by sin of blaspheming the spirit which he did in the garden, after we had gotten enlightened of God's laws, he refused us never to do them, and what he commanded us to do,
we
exchanged do what he refused us to do,
and
we accepted falsehood of Satan, we ended blaspheming the Holy Spirit, and we taken off the body of heaven. And that was the first death. And even now we are repenting. So God blot us from the book of death and put us in the book of life. Even most don't know when they entered in that book. You repented when you got saved. You felt they tell you, speak like this, blot my name from the book of death, and you put write them in the book of life. You didn't know when your name entered the book of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, the angel of death has his book. His book is the body of death. Maybe the second book is the lake of fire. Now listen. When Jesus came on the world, in the Matthew 8:21-22, he spoke to Apostle Peter, let the dead go bury their own dead. Imagine those who took the dead body, and them two are dead, moving dead. People you see on this world,
if you
are not born again, you are a dead body, a moving dead.
Vampire.
A vampire. The body you are in is of death.
The sin
committed of blaspheming the spirit in the garden,
when
we refuse the light of the word which had enlightened us, where a warning comes saying, don't dare blaspheme the spirit again, for it's the sin which brings death and takes away the body of heaven. Listen very well. Matthew 8:21-22, he speaks and he says this.
Matayo esule yomunana onyora bili molumu.
Matthew 8:21.
Omuyigirizawe omula namugamba nti mukama wange soko ndeke ngende nzike kitange 22. Ne Yesu namugamba nti yita nange leka abafu bazike abafu baabwe.
Olide bulungi.
You heard of well.
Omutume Peter yamugamba mukama.
Apostle Peter told him, my Lord,
tata wanga afude.
My father has died.
Leka mbaro gendo
mwuzike. Let me go first bury him.
Na mga gwena kuje dambafu.
He told him, I've taken you already from the dead.
Leka bafuba gende bazike bafuba
nabu. The dead go bury their own dead.
Na gambo wanga.
He wondered.
Chuga uri joji tuli mirambo.
All long we have been dead bodies on the world.
Nane kwetu zika mirambo. Nane kwetu nabazika mirambo.
Bury their dead, them to burying their dead.
Ndi anti Yesu nganu wachi nabagami yokana sato.
That's why I told you in John 3.
Mote kozali umundi
ogokubi. You must get born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Getting born again in John 3:3-6
involves
given a body from heaven.
We
don't just get baptized, we get immersed. There is a
journey
involved. There is a meaning involved.
And
those who joked in salvation, I laugh after you. That is peace in John 3:3-6. And to say, if you don't get born again,
omoyo n'amazzi,
by spirit and water,
temusobola kuyingira,
you cannot enter, neither sit in the kingdom of God.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus.
Okuzalibwa mu mulundi ogw'okubiri,
getting born again,
muno entuba tulina okwambazibwa omubiri omulamu,
must get be clothed of a living body,
ogwo Yesu gwatuwa olw'okutuzuukiza,
Jesus gives us to raise us up,
naye guno omubiri,
but this body,
gwe tulimu guno,
we having now,
gwakufa,
it's of death.
Twawanyisibwa ku lubereberye oluvannyuma lw'okuvvoola omwoyo
omutukuvutukola
ekibi ekireeta
okufakyatuggyako
omubiri gw'omuggulu
batuwa
guno ogw'okufa
ne
bageza bakusiŋŋana ng'oli
bwereere
nga toyambadde guva mu
ggeyeenayo
gy'esunge
ate
oluva eyo
nnyanja
y'omuliro lwaliro waliwo
chance
kyava ayogera
nti
leero ku luno bw'owulira eddoboozi lya Mukama
Katonda
tokakanyaza mutima
don't harden your hearts
omanyi luli twaliwulira mu lusuku ne
twekwekwa
ne tugaana okwenenya
we refuse to repent
ne tumugamba omukazi
we told him the woman you gave me
ne tukakanyana n'atugoba
God hardened the chance
ku luno yatuwa chance mujje mwena abakoyina abazitoweddwa
all we are invited and come
kati akugamba leero
this day he said today
owulira eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda
hear the voice of the Lord your God
tokakanyaza mutima
don't harden the heart
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
okusinziira bakolise ekyokubiri esuli yokutaano
according to 2 Corinthians 5
enyiriri ezimu nziibuuka olw'obudde
some verses I skipped them because of time
oba olina okukakasa ng'ofuna omubiri oguva mu ggulu okyali wano
prove you get a body from heaven while still on this world
oleme esiŋŋanibwa ng'oli
bwereere that you will not be found naked
kubanga twali twaguggibwako olw'okuvvoola olw'omu mutukuvu mu biro biri
can eat from us for blaspheming the Holy Spirit
ate nkulabu leero ogw'okulala
I warn you still
nti singa bagukuwa
if they give it to you
noddamu n'okola ebyokuvvoola omwoyo omutukuvu
still do things of blaspheming the Holy Spirit
ogusooka okubulawo
it's the first which vanishes
nga gwe tonnatuuka ku musango
before you reach judgment yourself
anti ne kululira gwe gwasooka
even the other time it was the first to vanish
nga tetunnayolekera
geyena before we headed on to hell
Yesu
praise Jesus
kakati buliriza bulungi
now listen very well
agamba bwati mbalyoka mu bakolisi ekyokubiri esula yokutaano
this in 2 Corinthians 5
abakolisi ekyokubiri esula yokutaano
2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1
kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe ey'ensiisira ey'omunsi eri abizibwa tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda ennyumba etaazimbibwa na mikono ey'emirembe n'emirembe ey'omu ggulu kubanga tusindira mu eno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eva mu ggulu bwe tuliyambazibwa pozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere
owulidde bulungi nti bwe twambazibwa okuva mu
ggulu
mpozi tuleme okusiŋŋanibwa nga
tuliwere
kubanga bakwambula mu
ggulu
ogenda kusiŋŋanibwa nga oli naked
spirit
kye bagenda okukola
waliyo
omubiri oguli mukungu
bagesula
mubiri gubeera nga ekikutiya ekikadde
a body like an olden sack
oba omuggo ogweweseewese
or a dry stick bent
gwe bakuwa
it's what they give you
bakutuwala mu magombe
take you to hell with it
komera lya Katonda
the prison of God
geyena
hell
eyo gye bali kujja
that's where they get it from
oyolekere ennyanja y'omuliro
they don't really like of fire the day of judgment
naye olw'okwenenya leero
because of repenting
today mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe
in Christ Jesus our master
omusaayi gwe
by his blood
tuggyibwako ekibi kiri
ekyo we are taken off the sin which brings death
ekibi ky'okuvvoola
omwoyo the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit
netusonyiibwa
we are forgiven
tukirizibwa ozaaliwa omulundi ogw'okubiri
to get born again
tuddizibwa omubiri oguva mu ggulu
restore the body from heaven
mpozi mu kwambula guno
maybe in unclothing this one
tusiŋŋanibwe nga twambaziddwa
we are found when we are clothed
kyava atulabula mu kubikulirwa
3:16-20
nti muli kanisa eyeewaana mu mulundi
guno
nti mugaggawadde mulina buli kye mwetaaga
nti
naye nga muli banaku abasaasirwa
abazibe
b'amaaso era abali obwereere katonda okugamba ebyo ne bw'oba olina obugagga obwenkanawa naye nga tonna okuddizibwa mubiri guva mu
ggulu
yaba akulaba mu kibi
kiri
ekya Adamu
of Adam
ekibi ky'okuvvoola
the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit
ekireeta okufa
the sin which brings death
okuggyibwako omubiri gw'omuggulu
taken off a body from heaven We had all taken off the body of heaven. God called us weary and burdened.
Then
we see rest of us. And he said, get born again.
It is
getting born again.
All
of his restoring a body from heaven. Everything born
is
given a body. Is it not that? You birth a child without a body, or it was a banana, or it was a goat. Everything birthed has a spirit.
Even
beans growing,
we
are given new bodies. Everything which is born,
you
can't see me God born again, and you have no body of heaven.
Kino kiyayanire.
This yarn for it.
Kubanga gamba tusindanga tuli muguno.
We grown wild in this body.
Mwambazi
kuva muguno. We clothe the body from heaven.
Tuli moku singani wanga tuli
bwerere. There's no found naked.
Ekyenti se
kibera. What is written which happens?
Mazo kuguwe bwa bulonji.
You've been given it very well.
Okole ebibingo oli kagende.
Commit sins in deliberately.
Oddamu okuvola mu mtukuvu.
Ngabe twasoka mu lusuku. Blaspheme the Holy Spirit like it happened in the garden.
Manye chikubirako.
You know what follows?
Kubikirwa satu onyolisho.
Revelation 3:1.
Okubikira esula eyokusatu onyolisoka.
Revelation 3:1.
Era eli malaika owekanisa eyomusadi wandika nti bwati bwayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda ne munyenye omusanvu nti manyi ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu era ng'oli mufu.
Manyi burundi.
I know well.
You call
Christian. Yourself a born again Christian. You retain the name, but you died long time.
Have
no body of heaven even. You blasphemed the Holy Spirit again. And
it
took away the body of heaven from you.
It's
time is not forgiving this age, even the age to come.
But
be careful, brethren.
There
are seasons we've spent in the body. No one tells us light of how to move. Religious, Catholics, Protestants, Adventists. Even religions there.
And
there came a fake salvation.
It reaches
food of the world. Miracles are food to children.
First,
seek the kingdom of God.
And
his righteousness, how it appears. The rest God will add
to.
God does not refuse to give us what we need. God does not refuse to heal us.
God
does not refuse to heal the dead. For he creates the living. He creates the living. Raising the dead is the problem.
Atonda ya magumba agatabaddewo.
Bones which have not been there.
No furumango galina.
You come out having them. Walking the lame is the problem. Why do you think that the ones you yearn for? That's falsehood.
Of Satan.
He made you forget major words.
That
though you commit a sin bringing death,
you
blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You too born again, you die again. You
are
taken over body from heaven. And you retain a name.
I'm born again, Christian. You know we are born
again.
But
you dead, you have no body from heaven. Every time they lay hold on you,
it
prison hell, after hell, lake of fire, after judgment, second day.
That
is the sin which them, which they don't pray for.
But
these other sins, when you begin to familiarize the words of God,
not
got much light on them, but that you know of, begin to make errors in them.
The
Bible says there are people who get perverted in spirit.
You
get revealed of what
it is.
You have to repent and break your soul. Every word you pray in the scriptures,
you
begin to familiarize the Holy Spirit.
The
Bible says in John, John chapter
6:3,
and it says this.
John 6:3. Omoyo gweguleta obulamu, omubiri teguliko kyegugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe moyo gwe bulamu.
Yesu yibazibwe.
Praise
Jesus.
All words in the Bible, it's spirit, it's the life. You can begin to familiarize one of them. Then there's still time to repent. Move on to keep sinning like that. End up committing a sin of blasphemy. Bible speaks of the sin, how it rises up. How your sins rise up. And the entire heaven see them. They no more forgive you. You've gone back to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. He speaks this in Revelation. And he says this.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Rest
still Revelations 18. Verse
4.
Revelations 18, verses 4.
Nempolia edobozi eddala eriva mu ggulu. Ngalyo gela anti, mukifulume mu abantu bange. Muleme okusa ekimu n'ebibi bye, era muleme okuweebwa ku bibonyoobonyo bye. Onyolo kutano. Kubanga ebibi bye bituuse mu ggulu. Era Katonda ajjukidde ebyonoono bye.
Akatwe bakutanula okugamba nti okoze ebibi.
They say have committed sins.
Kiri twakiyise kibi ekireeta
okufa. We call the sin bringing death.
Eky'okuvvoola omwoyo mutukuvu.
Of blaspheming the Holy
Spirit. Ebino by'ebibi.
But these are the sins.
By'ogatta paka n'ebirinnya.
That you join up and raise up.
Tobyenenya kumenyeka mmeheme.
Don't repent to break your soul.
Wabula.
But
ogendo uzanya nokola kino nogatta ko
kino. This you keep heaping sin upon sin.
Bankubule tomanyi binabira bimeka ebinali nyo kutoka muguru.
You don't know how many there will be which will raise to reach heaven.
Ne bali okabagambo yuri tucha musoni
wa. They say we no more forgive that one.
Wadabate taina nyo musana mungi kwa kumanya.
Though they didn't have much light of knowledge.
Ayono onevi gambo vyo moyo mtu kufuchimu kuchimu agata bu agata.
Sinning against the words of the Holy Spirit one per one.
Omanyi nari monsi.
You know, even the one in the world.
Adina mateka mbozari wana.
They have natural laws.
Erecha chogira mbaru miasuri yoku.
We start in Romans 2.
Ndi abari monsi.
Those in the world.
Adina mateka mbozari wana.
They have natural laws.
Uruachi.
Why?
If
another commits adultery on their wife, they look for an axe.
Kubanga manyo kwenda kuchi.
But they know adultery is wrong.
Why,
when they steal from you, get angered.
Kubanga mateko galina
because you have laws natural in you.
Ntitobanga.
That do not steal.
Echo kulara.
The other.
Mateko galina.
You have laws.
Gali kumi.
There are ten.
Engarodina
meka. Even how many fingers you have?
How
many fingers you have?
Are they five?
How many are the commandments?
There
are ten. How many fingers you have? How many are the male? The measure. What are the measure laws? You are finished. Every Lord the Father confirmed it. The Son and the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Where will you go?
So you say, I mean,
I don't know nothing of God's law.
Why is it
when they steal from you, get angered? For don't steal is wrong.
When they
give a false witness on you, you get angered.
Why?
When you don't give a false witness on your brethren, that is the law of God.
It
doesn't matter they refuse when they naturally have laws.
Even
in the toys you move by them. How many toys do you have down there?
Those
mistakes and maybe you get six. In the way of their creation.
Get
six and God teaches us we had on his laws.
You
come with six toes or six fingers.
And
he said you had on his laws. Even the toys you have ten.
Then
even the male toys are two. The major laws, there are two also. You love the Lord, your God as you love yourself. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. They all end in love. Who
else
you have doesn't have love? You were not created in the world that kind. You became perhaps Satan.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That imposing our focus on.
Maybe when you became Satan, and you don't have love. But brethren, let's be careful of those done and we don't break our souls. There are things which you repent before the Lord. Maybe you've transgressed a certain word. Make a mistake, don't act upon it rightfully upon it. You can repent for that. Explaining sins which don't bring death. You can get angry at someone. You're not worthy to get angry at them. Remember, you did something not right. You can abuse. And children have angered you.
And
you
can abuse
a heavy word on them.
And you say, you
know, I have to abuse the children.
Did
scriptures tell you have to abuse children? Keep heaping up sins. But they tell you they raise up to the Lord. The word rising up to heaven. Isaiah 1:18 speaks of it. That your sins have become red. The first time, when they were red, he accepted to have mercy on us.
The second time,
he said, not bring back his son to crucify him. Seems to get red. You have your computer. You have a folder filled. You know in the computer. We have partitions in there. Where we keep what is written. When they fill, it gets to be red. In heaven,
sins
are written in the covenant box. Found in the city of God. Now your sins, they reach, it get filled and it gets red. And they see this one. This one. It's filled. The folder will write their sin. That's where you hear Isaiah chapter
1.
Let us read and we hear. Isaiah 1:18.
Mujeno tutese fembi, bayogera mukama. Ebibi yamwe, n'ebibango olugoye olumyufu, binabanga byelu ng'omuzira. Newe bili twakala ng'ebendera, binabanga ebyoya by'endiga.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Webanga bimyuse.
They are red.
We
showed you that thing last time when we read of the Ark of the Covenant, where they are keeping
sins,
what the actions, videos of sins you move by,
but
riches gets red like you fill your folder and the store is filled.
Now,
in the Ark of the Covenant in heaven, everyone brought on this world, they open up their folders where they put good works or the evil works. When they say it's gotten red,
no,
evil works have become much.
But
to say you have been cleansed now and they get red and they become white,
it
says the blood of Jesus cleansed. They have blotted away the sins.
And
we pray in the Psalms 51, brought away my sins.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But brethren, you be careful. Don't commit a sin which brings death
of
blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
You
do not deliberately do that.
And you keeping
sins.
Gamba,
and you say, as long as they are little, they can be repented. Also come from the word of
God.
Spoke said, don't do this. And you do it. You'll heap them up.
And
committing a sin bringing death.
And
sins raised up to heaven.
Jesus
said, now.
Your
GB is filled where they store them. No more add sins in there, they are enough. And they say, let them to be judged.
Wanji. Kama iba zibu wa Uganda.
Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm asking, we've seen sins which rise up.
And
we reach a time we are not forgiven. Me, I have my one sin.
It's
for abusing. But I don't join on another. Me, I move by that sin. Can that one sin rise up to heaven and not join on another sin? It is very hard to not join another colleague of his. It is very hard. You have to join a word upon a word. You move with the sin of abusing. No one abusing when they are not angered. Don't you think people can say pastor moves abusing? You can't abuse when you get angered. And those get angered. No human anger has ever met the righteousness of God. Whatever is following is it. Don't you think you can do one sin and you don't repent for it? And you think you'll not add another? You're going to add another. When you drink alcohol, get drunk. You easily fall. When you drink alcohol, and you get drunk well, you don't buy fallings from the bar. They are free. Let's quickly move. Time has left us. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm evangelist toppers. I'm asking on Isaiah 1:18.
Mukama yadde tuba tuino kuono na kuna kutuba tukoze.
The scripture says that though we've sinned in any way of sinning, God can still reason with us.
Neyate mabega.
Yet before,
tulagidwa nti waluo etutuka mukama naga masichasola basonywa.
We see there is a point we reach God say we can't forgive us.
Echawa ndi wachi na chikola kumontu yekata naba kumanya mazima.
The scripture works on anyone who does not net known truth only.
No ya ulideko kala katono tono.
Or even the one who has heard a little.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He's
explained the sin which brings death, blaspheming the Holy Spirit. That takes on all those who have heard the light of the word
and
get out of it deliberately. But these other things which don't bring death, they usually affect all those who know truth and those who don't know, because naturally they have the laws of God. Now they break them like that and they don't repent. Someone knows in them stealing anger and wrong, and they claim not hearing the laws of God, and they steal. Just as you can steal,
you know,
you
steal
offerings and God forgives you.
You know,
you may not
be
stealing the way of the world, and you come adding much profits in what you buy, and they say you are a thief.
And
you refuse to give your brother saying that the grace of God should be sufficient.
But again,
to go tell them forgive us, but you intend to say we are saved when you are robbing them.
In
all because of time which is finished, in Psalms 51
15-19
speaks and says this.
Zaburi esule yata no mwemu. Onyure kumine umusamu.
Psalms 51:15.
Onyure kumine tanu. Ayi mukama,
yasame imwa jange akamwa kange kaliyo lisa etendo lyo 16 kubanga tosanyikira sadaka ni wankubadde ebiwebwayo ebyokebwa tebikuwomera.
Ohulide bulungi.
You've heard clear.
Tasanyukira sadaka
yona. God is not pleased of any sacrifice.
Abasibanga.
Those who fasted.
Tusibanti mukama olw'okusiba tusonyiwe ebibi.
We fast that by fasting God forgives us sin.
Atuna tasonyiwa lwa kusiba.
God doesn't forgive because of your fasting.
Wabula akusonyiwa kubanga mukusiba.
But he forgives us through fasting.
Bado yagala kumuka kasanti obonerere.
He wanted to prove to me you've gotten contrite.
Bero menyeso lw'ebibi.
You've broken for your sins.
Bero menyeso lw'ebibi. Yekumi.
Hebrews 10.
Onyolo mukaga
verse 6
makolwe 10
and the 10
agamba
he said
sadaka nebiwebwayo
sacrifice and offerings
olwe bibi
for sin
to abiyagala
you did not like them
naye nzize muzingo wekitabo gwa mpandikibwako
the scroll written of me
okora byoyagala
do what you want
agamba ntiye wayo mulondi gumu
he gave himself once
olwe bibi
for sin
okutukuza abatukuzibwa
those who are cleansed
yes yebazibwa
praise Jesus
so sadaka nebiwebwayo olwe bibi
sacrifice and offering for sin
tebikora
they don't work.
Era bwoba ogenda mukusiba olw'ekibi.
Going fasting for sin.
Kabaka mwana doka kumenyeka mtima. Kumenyeka meme.
Your soul.
Obutaddamu.
With not to do it again.
Netuluza nti okusiba kwe kujja wechi.
Don't you think that fasting is what takes away sin?
Yatiba deta wayo mwana.
He wouldn't have offered out his son.
Natulagira fe natusibe
wa. He commanded all of us to fast that he forgives us. But so it doesn't take away sin.
Waburanga tibu tusiba.
Yet when we fast,
kabanga kabonera ko kubonereza meme
za. To get contrite of our soul.
Eraga mati nembonereza meme
yange. He said that I punished my soul.
No kusiba.
With fastings.
Atumali wano.
Zabuli esuli yata numwimu onyure 17.
Psalms 51 verse 7.
Sadaka za Katonda yememe menyese. Omtimo gumenyese ero gubonereddi. Ai Katonda togayinga
sadaka za Katonda
the sacrifice of God is the broken soul and the contrite heart. God will never despise it.
So if you said ebisinga
now many times
twenenya
we repent
tugatako okusiba
we join on fasting
atugena maso kumenyeka
and we move on to get broken and to contrite our souls
ukumuka kasanti mkama tusasi
to prove him God have mercy
kirizo musaigo mwana
wangu accept the blood of your son to forgive
so
us
mbibiri.
Now the other sins which don't bring death
kikugwani dengo menyeke meme
to break your soul and to get contrite, ask God to forgive you. I gave you an example. You want to prove you're broken in your soul, you climb on the story building or get someone and they fell from a story building or from a very tall tree and they got broken. You will see a broken person. Even though they have gotten contrite. Though they will speak, they will never climb a storied building. Even if they don't speak it, what will they climb it with when their legs are broken? A person repenting before
God
and they are forgiven is one proving not to do it
again.
But you repent, you say forgive me without
ring,
and you make an appointment to meet another. This one still has ability to do it again. I'm not to forgive them.
So kakasa buti meme yo
prove in your heart
uliokoonenga ekibi ekireta okufa
and escape the sin bringing death
ekyokuvulamu emutuko
blaspheme the Holy Spirit
ekibi kyebatasabira
the sin they don't pray for
era nebibi nebiyinza okusabira olwokwenenya
even since we can be prayed for
olemu okubireetera okulinnya
you don't cause them to rise up
ku levo y'okuvulamu emutuko
reach a level of blaspheme
bali kubagambe tukyakusonyiwa
and they still will not forgive you
bali mokuwombiri gw'omugulu
and they don't give you body from heaven
bojiba mubiri guno ogwenyama ogwokufa
gotten from the body of death of flesh
ogwe magombe
you're given a body of hell
bakupeke mukomera
you put in a prison hell
obere okutwa kuna kuruwa musango
without the day of judgment
kubikulirwa abiri
Revelation 20 verse 11 to 15
bebagenda okuleta abafubonna
when they will bring all the dead
malaika wokufa
angel of death
na magombe
and hell
babasalira emisango
and they will judge them
asuriwa bunyanya yo
muri cast in the lake of fire
na hivyo natubiwona
all those who escape them
butulide ebiri wansi wasirwe yokona
when you've heard what is under the fourth seal
sirwe yomoyo wa amani
seal of spirit of power and
a
group of angels of power, angels of
chains,
angel of death and hell.
Tujja kuddo okulaba.
We shall come back to see the fifth seal,
the
spirit of knowledge
of God,
where there is eternal life.
Malaika
angel
of
water and the creation he knows well the spirits of the saints where they go and of the evil
in,
there we are to see secrets of where spirits go. Do they remain in the ground?
jirimu banga
are they roaming in the sky mugayena, in hell or in heaven where are the saints
ujia kuhimanyira mshirwe
not them in that
mokama
may God bless you. Thank you for coming.